Good morning, this is Malcolm King here from the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project. I have with me John Thayers, and this morning we're at King's Home. It's the 3rd of October 2011, and with us is Hal Simmons. Morning, Hal.
Good morning everyone.
Right, Hal, let's start at the beginning. Where were you born and bred?
Gloucester born and bred. Actual fact, I was born in my grandparents' home in Tuffley Avenue. I then spent my infancy in Brook Street, Gloucester, and went on to Central School, where I was playing rugby in the mornings, 13, 14, and playing for the All Blues in the afternoon. So I was playing twice in a day. But that was a long, long time ago when one was young and fit and could cope with those sort of things.
Yeah. And probably amongst quite a few other people who went on to play for Gloucester at Central School, weren't you?
At Central School, yes. My peers one was John Varney, who was he was a few years older than me. John was a very high-profile player, under-15s captain as well of England that time.
Yeah, it was a few years ago now.
Yes, and then they're coming back to me though. It was Dennis Ibbotson, Charlie Lynch, you know.
Were you actually born into a rugby family?
No, my father was a keen cricketer. In fact, he played for a rather unique situation where the Gordon League had a cricket side only for a very short term, but he played for Gordon League at the time, and he played for his company, I think it was Priestley Studios at that time. But he was more cricket than rugby.
Was there a particular master at school who encouraged you?
Well, not to say encouraged. Two of them, in fact. At Central, we had a retired serving officer, Major Guy Cryer. He was most Centralians will remember Guy Cryer, inasmuch he would probably be put in prison for what he did to us in chalk and sticks and goodness knows what, bashing us around. And then the other one was a Welshman, Mr. Griffiths, his Christian name fails me for the moment, but he was a very keen rugby player. A bit like Willie Evans, he was very small and obviously an ex-outside half, as a true Welsh, so he was probably born in that outside half factory, I expect.
And you moved on, presumably, from school rugby to a junior club to start with, did you?
No, my career, obviously, in rugby was Wetherall Blues. In fact, I then, at 15 and a half, I joined the Royal Navy. So for about 4 years, I was in the Royal Navy and then playing, obviously, for my ships and some of the service organisations. I was coming home and playing either for, mostly for the All Blues, the occasional game for the old Centralians. And then when I finished my Royal Naval career, I went back to the All Blues and started playing there again, having had my Royal Naval rugby experience, you know, well behind me. And it was those directors of the All Blues who encouraged me and, in fact, sent me down to here, Gloucester. That would have been, dare I say, December 59? Yes, it would have been December 59. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Going back to your boyhood, being a Gloucester boy, did you used to come and watch the rugby?
I used to come down here, come down and watch, yes, obviously. And the player that sticks out in my mind, again, an outside half, David Jones. David is still around, ex-county council employee, and I met him quite recently at in a restaurant. So, yes, he was my idol. Although I was a centre when I was in All Blues, and I was 6 foot, you know, 6 foot lean guy. But David Jones was my perhaps idol in those days.
And where did you stand to watch games as a boy?
On the corner where the old bar was, you know. Southeast corner again, yeah.
And did you come with all your mates? Or?
Not really, I was a bit of a loner, I suppose. Because if you weren't, most of the time I was playing, of course, on Saturday. So if you were playing, when Gloucester were playing, you didn't spectate much. If you're a keen rugby player, let's face it.
What years are we talking about?
I have to say, I came down in 59, and...
Yeah, we're talking here about when you came to see the team as a boy, and here's the people who appeared on the Honours Board in the 50s. I guess this is the sort of period we're talking about here, isn't
Roy's it? Royce, well, the first one, John Taylor, didn't know John that well, Arthur Hudson, that's Gordon's father, isn't it? Or is that Gordon himself?
That is Gordon.
Himself,
Gordon wasn't a player, he was a committee man. Roy Sutton was a player, and he was the one who encouraged me to stop, because I was a 6 foot lean centre, and after 3 or 4 months with Gloucester, telling the guys, look, I'm not going to make it as a centre, I'm going back to the All Blues. And it was Roy Sutton who encouraged me to stop down and got me to play wing forward. Bob Hodge knew of him, didn't know him that well. Roy Parry knew very well. Gordon Hastings, yes. Dennis Ibberson was an old Centralian, but he was a few, so I knew him well.
Tell us about him as a player.
Dennis, he had the reputation of one of the most efficient tacklers. No, as an open side wing forward, nobody really got round Dennis. He was a metal worker. His hands were either very... He had broken fingers which never repaired properly, and he got gnarled hands, but he was working in engineering, so some of the injuries might have come from that. But Dennis was a fearsome outside forward and an efficient tackler. He really, you know. Bill Carmel, Bill was the vet, didn't know him that well. Peter Ford was my captain, and my very first captain.
Well, tell us about Peter Ford as a player and captain.
Well, you know, Peter was obviously the charge down kid, wasn't he? He was always charging down and following up and scoring. That always sticks into my mind, and I'm sure that's how England saw him at times. You know, he was able to read the game well, and as I say, his charge down ability was incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, we always remember the famous photograph when he was first selected for England in the Daily Mail.
That's right.
Picture of his great big pair of hands.
That's right. Yeah.
With Peter Ford behind them.
Yeah. He was very good to me because, again, I suppose I remember two or three occasions. Oh, great tackle, you know, very encouraging to me. Great. Yeah. Turner, you know that name escapes me, E. Turner. Was that, he must have... No, I'm afraid he turned. John Gwilym, again, I only knew of from reputation because he was the Welsh captain.
Yes, he was indeed.
He was a Welsh captain, but did he captain Gloucester here, from my knowledge?
On occasion. Just on occasion.
Yeah. Mike Baker, he was here at the lunch.
We interviewed him. So when you started playing at King's Home, did you come to one of the pre-season trials?
Yeah, must have. But it was the All Blues that sent me down. And I say sent me down. They said, you get down to Gloucester. And I think I went straight into perhaps some of the United games. It's clearly sticks in my mind it was December when they sent me down. So I must have gone straight into the United side. Playing centre, one or two occasions for the first side, and it was that stage, and I realised that I wasn't going to make it as a centre for Gloucester.
That was the season they actually had the British Lion, Bill Patterson, playing for them in the centre, wasn't it? That 58-59 season.
And Bill Patterson, if I remember, was Bill Patterson also a teacher, or is that the wrong one? No, that's the wrong guy.
He's a chap from Sale. He only played for Gloucester for about...
But I'm sure he was in the teaching profession.
Oh, right.
I recall playing with him only occasionally. Mm. But to emphasise the fact, I knew I wasn't going to be become a centre. Going back to the other guys, it was Roy Sutton who encouraged me to stop and transfer my playing to wing forward.
This is the first team... In 58-59.
That was just prior to me coming.
All right, shall we look at the following year? and yes, that was Peter Ford's first year as captain.
Yeah. Well, of course, when I came down in 51, 61, I was playing regularly then, obviously, for the United, and obviously I don't appear till in this list here to 60, 61. So I had a fairly full season, I suppose, on games with United. And then,
what memories do you have of running out at King's Home?
Running down those steps, fearsome of tripping over. making a right arse of yourself sort of thing, falling down. But just taking the ball from the person in front of you and sprinting across the corner. It was the thought of falling down those few steps that made you. And then obviously, prior to the games, I don't know, my thoughts were, we all get affected by the, dare I say, tension, isn't it? Some guys, it was me, I couldn't stop out the blessed loo. I know Pat Hole, and he was an outside out, he just was terribly sick all the time, And then other guys, who just were so casual about it, the likes of Baylis, they could eat four meals and whatever. I couldn't eat after breakfast on a Saturday. I really couldn't. But to run out on the field, it was just those steps really stuck out on my mind. Don't make an arse of yourself. Trip over, Did anybody? I just thought. Did have we any reports of people? No, I can't.
I don't remember hearing of it. No, seeing it.